I don't think it's a normal procedure for the parties negotiating to know when they will sign an agreement in advance, because it has to involve talking and agreeing on things. The parties negotiating in Nairobi are the coalition governments that signed the 2018 peace agreements that involve the president's party, Machar's party, and other parties. Within that coalition, Machar walked out of the negotiations in mid-July 2020. And he hasn't come back yet. So even if the parties were to go ahead and sign anything in this foreseen date of September 16, it would not really have much value.
Let me ask you, therefore, what do you see as the possible implications if there is no deal between President Kiir and Riek Machar?
One of the problems is that there are three dilemmas facing South Sudan as we speak now, one of which is the elections that are supposed to take place in December. The decisions on dissolving the governments before the elections are meant to happen at least 3 months before the election date. And if the election date is December 22nd, Machar and the president should agree on dissolving the government, some aspect of the government, and go for election preparations by September 22nd. So it looks like this is a bit too late for that to happen. The third option is for the parties to actually use the Tumaini initiative in Nairobi to extend the agreements. And once they have done that, they will likely postpone the December polls. So if that is not an option, elections cannot happen because the government is incapable of actually organizing elections within the next 3 months. Then the option is for Machar and Kiir to agree to do their own extension of the agreement, postponements of elections in Juba. That is pretty remote. So I think if they don't agree, Nairobi is likely going to be the case that not much could be done in Juba. And that means we will walk into next year with lots of problems, potential for violence if these uncertainties remain unresolved.
Also hanging in the balance as we talk about a possibility of a deal is whether South Sudan will be able to hold elections at the end of this year.
Even if there is a deal or no deal, everyone is saying that it's a bit too late now for the country to go for elections. We're talking of 3 months away. There are lots of obstacles that have not been addressed. One of the foremost of the obstacles is the merging of the forces that is splintered when the conflicts happened in 2013. These forces are all over. The parties that are supposed to contest in elections cannot contest as long as they have forces under their commands. And now in South Sudan, we do not have a single commander-in-chief. The second obstacle is the absence of voter registrations. So those are big obstacles that cannot be solved within 3 months.
Do you think South Sudan will continue to enjoy the support of the international community and also the East African community in case there is no deal or no election by the end of this year?
Thank you, James, for these questions. South Sudan has not been doing very well with the transitions, and there is lots of expectations from the leaders to, if they go for further extensions, there should be clear signals to the rest of the world and to the regions and to the citizens inside South Sudan that these new extensions will be different, that actually the extension for agreements are not used to prolong the stay in power by the top elites. Without doing that, it's going to be difficult to convince the regions to get involved or to actually help the South Sudanese government.